Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Jen, why do women snoop?
It's a curiosity factor, and it's rooted in not trusting your partner.
Why? What if you're snooping on something good? We're about to talk to a woman who went snooping because her fiancé was planning their honeymoon. He wanted it to be a surprise. She found out where they're going. She doesn't like it.
She don't want to go there.
She don't want to go there.
Oh, no.
But she wouldn't have known if she didn't snoop.
Well, we got to find out about the honeymoon, though, before we start getting all mad at her.
We're gonna call her Molly. And the first question I have for you, Molly, why did you snoop?
Well, I was just so anxious. I'm getting married, and my fiancé was planning our honeymoon, and it just happened. But I found out where we were going, and now I absolutely don't want to go to this place.
Stop right there. What do you mean it just happened? Like, did a piece of mail come to the house that had, like, a return address on it? Did you receive a phone call?
Well, you see, I was on the computer, and I was, like, looking on his laptop, and I needed to look back in the history, and I just kind of saw that he'd been looking up this place, and it just kept coming up in the history as well, and it just threw itself at me.
So why were you looking through his history?
Well, I was actually looking at something for myself, and then all the other stuff just kind of appeared.
All right. Well, that's the dilemma. That's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. Whatever you have to tell yourself to make you feel good about that, it's fine. So that's water under the bridge, as they say. But you've got a problem with where he's taking you on your honeymoon.
I do have a problem. It's actually where my last fiance proposed to me, and I never told my new fiance about that. So it's absolutely where I don't want to celebrate my honeymoon.
So your new fiancé, he knows you were engaged before but just doesn't know how you got engaged, or he doesn't know about the old fiancé at all?
He does know about the old fiancé. He just doesn't know how extravagant the last proposal was that I had.
Okay. And now he's booked a honeymoon to that same place. Can you tell us where it is?
Yeah. I don't want to reveal that information because I don't want anyone to find out about it.
Okay.
All right. So how many years ago were you originally proposed to?
6 years.
And that relationship ended so badly that you can't even fathom going back to the place where it started?
No, it was an absolute horrible relationship, and the proposal itself was so magical. I kind of got roped into it all, and I just don't want to be reminded of any of those memories.
Well, it doesn't even matter if the relationship ended badly. It's just that place is marked
connected
with another relationship. It doesn't even matter if it was good, bad, fizzled, whatever. It's like once something has that burned in your memory and your brain, it's like you can't associate it to your new romance and your new relationship.
Okay.
Especially
absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Then before we go on, well, here's the phone number, 404-741-9400. If you have any suggestions for her, I do want to say that I'm really, really sorry that the history of the computer popped up and just opened itself up to you like that. I'm really bad that accidentally happened and put you in this. Feel really bad that put you in this position. It's really tragic the way that came together. So apologies for that. Is it too late to drop a hint about not liking the place?
Yeah, that's what I'm just not really sure what to do and I need help with, I guess, because I don't want to go there, but I don't know how to tell him without looking like a horrible person.
Maybe you can just start talking about your ex. You're like, oh, yeah, did I ever tell you about that crazy proposal? I don't know. I mean, that's the only way I can think of, because you don't want to tell him that you snooped, do you?
No.
How
do you think she has to confess that, Jeff? How would you feel?
Well, the other option, how long until you get married?
I get married at the end of the month.
Oh, so it's already booked.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be even more complicated if he has to repurchase.
It
this
is
day, and you don't know how much money he would lose, or you guys would lose, because it's going to be your money soon when you're married.
I think you just kind of need to suck it up.
What do you mean?
Unfortunately.
Just go to the place and not
so
say a word.
Suck it up, cupcake!
I think you just need to go there.
That just made my day.
404-741-9400. Hey, Kimberly and Marietta, what are your thoughts for Molly?
Molly, my thoughts are you're getting married. Marriage is a lifelong commitment. You can't start a marriage on lies and deceit. Confess that you were serving. You saw the history. Confess that you were engaged at that place. And just be honest and open. You can't get married and be lying to your fiancé.
How would you feel, Jeff? Would you feel so crushed if your fiancé, Callie, was going back through your history?
Well, it depends.
That's got to feel like, what? Why are you doing that? Why are you digging around on my computer?
The only thing that, because I do, it that does bug me, not the snooping thing, but let's get into it in a minute. Let's give the phone number out, 404-741-9400. Molly, can you hang on for just 2 minutes?
Sure.
Thank you for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.